Leadbelly versus Lomax at the Modern Language Association Conference, 1934. A costume. Dark overalls, handkerchief, and ugly-ass shit-kickers, clutched like gifts in his outstretched hands, chased the stink of mule dirt back into my head. Now he wants me to wrap my music in a brown bag of coon to give them what folks expect to see. Says I need the genuine look of farm boy to sew blues' dirty fingers between their ears. I remember fame's promises. $100 suits is what made me believe. $50 wingtips made me a convert. $5 cigars helped seal the deal. Like always, dog-tongued anger laps at my palms, shrinks my bowels like a clenched fist. Let's face it, I'm parole on parade, wanted poster on a short leash, biding time beneath the law of a master I chose myself. That faded rucksack of yassa growing one load heavier with each slow grin stitched across my lips.
An outfit, new blue jeans, clean head wrap, some simple old sturdy shoes are a proper field hand's uniform. Down on the farm familiar, dressing down, it raises gods dark enough to capture the authentic blues, bringing Southland to a crowd that says they want to hear how it sounds for a black to scrape heaven's dusty starlight out of hell. To tally up and close accounts. $3 for the coveralls, and they were on sale. $1 for the work boots, sold at half price, and here, a handshake serves as contract. It's strange, but sometimes loathing bursts from his eyes, pummeling me, striking across my face. Let's face it. I'm an ex-con's keeper, something I can't much forget in this prison-choked country. I cannot absolve this man of his greatest crime, the crime of race, binding us all to blood, cutting through skin, burning through history.
A costume.
An outfit.
Dark overalls.
New blue jeans.
Handkerchief.
Clean head rag.
And ugly ass shit kickers.
Some simple old sturdy shoes.
Clutched like gifts in his outstretched hands.
Are a proper field hand's uniform.
Chase the stink of mule dirt back.
Down on the farm familiar.
Into my head. Now he wants me.
Dressing down. It raises gods.
To wrap my music in a brown bag of coon.
Dark enough to capture the authentic blues.
To give them what folks expect to see.
Bringing Southland to a crowd that
says I need the genuine look of farm boy.
Says they want to hear how it sounds for a black
to sew blues' dirty fingers between their ears.
To scrape heaven's dusty starlight out of hell.
I remember
to tally up
fame's promises
and close accounts.
$100 suits is what made me believe.
$3 for the coveralls, and they were on sale.
$50 wingtips made me a convert.
$1 for the work boots sold at half price.
$5 cigars helped seal the deal.
And here, a handshake serves as contract.
Like always.
It's strange, but
dog-tongued anger
sometimes loathing
laps at my palms,
bursts from my eyes,
shrinks my bowels,
pummeling me
like a clenched fist,
striking across my face.
Let's face it. I'm parole on parade.
I'm an ex-con's keeper.
Wanted poster on a short leash.
Something I can't much forget.
Biding time beneath the law.
In this prison-choked country.
Of a master I chose myself.
I cannot absolve this man of
that faded rucksack of yassa.
His greatest crime, the crime of race.
Growing one load heavier.
Binding us all to blood.
With each slow grin.
Cutting through skin.
Stitched across my lips.
Burning through history.